is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. It's going to seem like it's Tuesday, but it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's try that over. Try that again. All right, you got the music? Changing the way we sell the station here. I got to be more hip to this. All right, here we go. Take two. I think we just wrote it down. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Nice to see everybody. It's going to seem like Tuesday, but it's actually Monday because Carrie Kasem's with us.
Hey.
Nice to see you, baby.
Good to see
you.
Good opening.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Well,
who would have guessed I would have screwed it up?
Yeah.
I got a call from management today. It's 97.1 FM Talk, please. All right, did you watch the Emmys last night?
I did watch a bunch of it. I didn't watch it all the way through, but what I didn't see, I saw on YouTube and different things.
Right.
But most of it I saw. Yeah.
Well, and the award for the lowest rated Emmys award goes to Sunday night's telecast.
Yeah,
look at
12 million.
Yeah.
That's not very much.
The 3-hour 60th primetime Emmy awards, everybody.
But they were up against 60 Minutes.
Football.
And 60 Minutes had Barack Obama and McCain on it.
Yeah.
So,
two big guys.
Yeah.
They got a 3.8 rating and a 9 share, and it's the lowest in Nielsen's recorded people meter history. There you go.
I don't understand why they didn't. Now, they used a bunch of hosts, like 5 different hosts.
Yeah.
Didn't get that at all, because nobody tunes in to really see hosts. Do you know what I mean? Like, unless they are comedians.
Yeah, like Chris Rock or Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Right.
But hosts, okay, they're good hosts. All those hosts were phenomenal hosts.
Oh, they're the best.
But they're not funny. They're not entertaining.
Yeah, they don't have any writers.
Tom Bergeron's great, but they didn't let him do his thing.
Well, among the total viewers, the numbers are currently too close a call, but it looks like about 12 million people saw this thing last night. And 12 million people, probably maybe 2 or 3 of those 12 million live here in Southern California.
Yeah, no, seriously. In New York and California, probably that's where it was watched.
Right. So the rest of the nation said, F it.
Yeah.
We're not going to look
true.
At it. So there's about 330 million people in this country. And if you exclude Los Angeles and New York City, and you could probably add up maybe 4 million for L.A. and New York.
Sure.
That leaves 8 million. So you're talking about 220-ish million. I mean, 320-ish million.
Yeah, 320-ish million.
About 320 million people said,
Jesus Christ.
<It's> so bad.
That's what they said, though. They turn on this TV and they go,
I don't know why they wouldn't get somebody that was thoroughly entertaining that already comes with a big audience.
Right.
Why you'd think, okay, let's do something like that. I mean, maybe they thought that all the shows combined, like American Idol, there's Seacrest.
Right.
Like, you know, Dancing with the Stars, there's Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, the guy from Survivor was on there.
You know, but they're...
I like that guy.
They're great hosts, but they're not an attraction. They're not a pull. They should have done Justin Timberlake.
Oprah Winfrey opened the show.
Yeah, she did. She did open it. But they should have had like somebody like that that's entertaining, sings, dances, makes fun, is off the cuff.
I don't know what they're doing over there. Anyway, folks, if you have a theory on why America said uh-uh to the Emmys, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. And maybe you can tell us why you didn't watch it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, if you've been listening to the show for the last, 12 years, we always have a guy, a very funny friend of mine, George McGrath, and he comes on, we talk about the Emmy Awards. Well, he called me up today and he said, I'm not coming in. And I said, why? So we always come, you know, it's a tradition. It's like Thanksgiving at the Hollywood Park, you know?
Yeah.
You always, it's like going to Santa Anita the day after Christmas for our family. There's a trend, ugly trend there. But he says, I'm not coming in. And I said, why? He says, not enough people watch for me to come over the hill.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That was his excuse. Was he kidding?
Let's talk to him. He's on the phone. Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm here.
Really? Are you serious?
It was so bad that it wasn't worth driving to talk about. I'll talk about it on the phone, but I'm not going to drive to talk about it.
All right. What was the absolute low light for you?
it really started at the top and never really got lit up after that for me. The scariest moment was Mary Tyler Moore in a sleepless dress.
Oh, but for 70, isn't she 70?
Mary Tyler Moore, somebody needs to say, sleeves, baby, come on, because that really scared me.
I always thought, every time Sally Fields is on, it's Field. Every time Sally Fields is on there, I always, I'm nervous for her. Like
her bones?
Well, yeah, that she's going to fall over on stage and break a bone.
No.
And then the Boniva commercial's gone.
She takes her Boniva once a month and she's fine. You don't want to be around in the day she takes the pill, because then her bones are just about ready to break. But the other 26 days, she's fine.
Okay.
I'm bummed you're not here. I wanted to be part of this tradition.
Yeah, it's an old tradition. All right, let me play some clips for you here. Here's the five hosts that opened the show.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, you holding on to your testicles?
I'm ready. I hope Heidi Klum says something this time.
All right, here we go, everybody.
I'll tell you what I just learned from television. Never follow Oprah.
It's a great opportunity, regardless. Yeah.
This now, who are we listening to here? It's
that's Jeff starting out.
All right, but Seacrest, who are the five guys? Seacrest,
Jeff Probst, Tom Bergeron,
Heidi Klum, and professional comedian Howie Mandel.
And Howie.
Yeah.
How was Howie last night? Ain't good?
Horrible.
Oh, boy.
He never shut up.
You know what? I Howie Mandel, I think he listens to the show, or some people that know him do, and they always think I'm ripping on him for this, but I'm not. I would have paid $1 million for him to come out with his handbag. You know, it's a purse that looks like a hand, and it's his handbag.
No. Does he
I always thought that was one of the great Howie Mandel jokes of all time.
I would have paid him $25 to put the plastic glove over his head, blow it up, and shut up.
Wow. All right. You still close friends with him?
Really close friends. Okay.
All right. George McGrath is with us. Here's the five reality TV show hosts opening. And by the way, you can feel it and sense it and see it on TV, so I imagine it's tenfold inside the Nokia theater there. But the people in Hollywood hate anybody who's attached to reality television.
Sure.
They hate the host. They don't like the producers, the directors.
Love Paul.
Nah, they don't like any of it.
They're taking jobs.
All right, here's more of the five guys or five people opening.
This is a big night for television. Obviously, some of the biggest stars in the world.
For us, this is an honor. This is we feel like the stepchild of television, and for you to accept us and reality host and reality television as part of this, this is important.
It's exciting.
I'm really being serious.
Thank you for letting us into the club.
I wanted this to be special. I want this to be, this is my moment. And our moment.
Thanks, Howie.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We are a team.
This is basically what's been going on for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. We really took this seriously. We wanted to bring something to the party. We wanted to make this night special. We have met.
Wanted to
many
do
times.
Something special for this night. When do you get a chance like this?
We've gone to Ryan's house many times, which I must say, television has been very good to Seacrest. He has a nice place.
Radio, actually.
We have met at Jerry's Deli's in Sherman Oaks.
Yep. Yes, we did.
A couple of times.
We tried.
We did.
And we wanted to come up with
something special.
All right. Now,
do you think they waited for Heidi Klum when they went to Jerry's Deli?
Well, how about they went to Jerry's Deli's in Sherman Oaks? There isn't two delis in Sherman Oaks, and neither of them are Jerry's. Studio City and Encino. But these
Sully's
guys are nervous.
Actually,
on stage.
Is Jerry's Deli.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, it's the same thing owned by the same guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
How is Howie Mandel in this category? He's a game show host. He's not a reality TV show host.
It doesn't make sense at all. And
He's
Heidi
a game
Klum?
Show host.
Yeah,
reads a
well, Heidi Klum is the hostess of Project Runway.
All she does is read a teleprompter.
When she comes out at the beginning and says, "Auf Wiedersehen," at the end she says, "Auf Wiedersehen."
Hey, now, when these guys are up there, first of all, if you pitch this idea to any executive in Hollywood, saying we're going to open up the Emmys or the Oscars or the Golden Globes with five people and no material, they'd say, get out of here. That's not Hollywood. Hollywood is material.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these guys can't possibly go up there with no material and make it. It's an impossible chore for these five. I felt bad for these five people up there. All right, here's more of the opening here for the Emmys last night.
And as of this moment, right now, no lie, at 2 minutes into the show on Emmy night, we have absolutely nothing for you. And it's not a joke.
This is not a bit.
If you just turn around in your seats, you can see in the prompter,
there is nothing.
Absolutely nothing there.
We don't have an opening. We have nothing. We are like on Sarah Palin's bridge to nowhere.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
That's where we are.
I'm serious. This is not a joke. I'm serious. The government can't even bail us out of this. This is like five reality hosts. We don't even have a contestant. We have nothing.
Why would they do that?
You know, it's funny as a joke if they just did it and then went into something like a song about nothing or did a skit about it.
I don't know,
but it's horrible. It makes you want to turn off the awards immediately.
There's a reason why they pay great joke writers to do the Oscars and the Golden Globes and usually the Emmys, because these guys are very funny and they make a lot of money. Who's that crazy
Bruce
guy?
Valanche.
Yeah, Bruce Valanche. He's the reason why. I mean, I think he makes like $25,000 a day. You know, to do the Oscars or something like that.
Sure.
Maybe even more than that. And the reason why they hire him is because he comes up with like 50 or 60 jokes throughout the ceremony, and people enjoy that.
Sure. But a lot of it, too, when you do watch the award shows, when it's written and it's so cheesy, and the back and forth between the actors that can't say the lines are so painful. You know, but then that needs to be abolished. But I definitely agree. You got to get some talent up there that can roll with it.
Yeah, I also
can I just back it up a bit, and I don't mean to make a pun, but what about Oprah's butt? That shot of Oprah from behind, you know she did not approve that.
He's in the building!
Oprah is swelling up like a balloon. And she was just stuffed in the back of that dress.
I didn't notice that.
She does every year, though. You know, she goes up and down.
Yeah. Well, she's up right now. Yeah. She should not be shot from the rear.
So if you were her, like, personal assistant, you would demand that they never shoot her from the rear.
I would say Oprah does not want to be shot from the rear.
You know what?
No shots of her rear from the side.
If they would have just gotten reality girls instead of like reality hosts, like Kim Kardashian with the big butt. You got Oprah Winfrey with the big butt. Like all the girls with the big butt. Who's the other one? Like J-Lo. Just the whole big butt team.
Right.
You'd at least have a following.
Well, you know, the moment like Howie Mandel said, you know, it's Governor Palin's bridge to nowhere. About 50% of the country said F it. Right there, and hit the remote.
But he had that in his pocket when he came out. The bailout joke and the Sarah Palin.
Yes, I know he did. And but when you start at the top of the show with the political stuff, people are, especially in election year, 50% of the country says pass.
Yeah.
And they pick up the remote and they move on.
Yeah.
And they don't come back to it either because they know what it is. It's
even I didn't care for that. And I'm very Barbara Streisand in the way we were.
And how many people you think TiVo'd this and didn't even watch it, but it was registered as they watched it, but it was TiVo'd?
Oh, does it register still?
Oh, yeah. When you TiVo, because they turn in their ratings too.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's my Johnny Carson impersonation. You like that?
What about that Ed McMahon moment?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, sweet Lord. I hope they paid him $1,000 at least for that.
I for God's sakes. I mean, it looks like, thank God he's got the neck brace off, but he looked like he had no idea where he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one more, here's Johnny. Whose idea was that?
I didn't really fit in with the theme song.
No, it would sound crazy. All right,
and who does a theme song medley without the Flintstones? Come on.
Yes. Steve Martin was great on it. We'll play a little audio of that in a second. But first, some callers. What happened to this Emmy Award show last night? The least watched Emmy Award show in the history of television. We all lived through a history last night. Let's talk to Don in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you tonight, Ted?
Good.
Good, good. Well, listen, I really think that that the writer's strike had a lot to do with why people weren't watching. We got a lot of truncated seasons, a lot of shows that didn't really go anywhere. Nobody has had any interest in it.
Well, yeah, I think that might be onto something there. Also, there's so many television shows out there that you can't possibly watch them all. And two of the shows that were really celebrated last night were The Colbert Report.
Yes,
and
Daily Show.
And,
The 30 Rock, Mad Men.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just looked at the Colbert Report's ratings and also Jon Stewart. Both decent shows, but 1.5 million people watch them.
Same with 30 Rock and
Mad Men.
What
about Mad Men?
Hardly anybody.
Mad Men, less than 1 million, I believe.
What about Damages? And there were a lot of shows that I've never seen.
Yeah, there are more people that listen to Adam Carolla on this station syndicated in the morning than listen to, than watch the Colbert Report or Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's out there looking at all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't. There's too many stations out there.
I mean, it just goes along with the ratings. It's like they are celebrating television shows that are not watched. They might be great, but they're celebrating television shows that are not watched. And yeah. therefore, the Emmys were not watched. Now, I really think it goes hand in hand.
I hate to, and this is a different time, a different era, I know, so don't call me up and bitch and complain. But, and I hate to, you know, pat my my old man on the back, but he won an Emmy last night.
Yay.
Congratulations to Tim Conway. But when they were doing the Carol Burnett Show, back when there were only like three networks and a couple other, you know, minor stations, they would regularly get 40 million people to tune in on Saturday night to watch the Carol Burnett Show.
Crazy.
40 million people, yeah. 40 million people.
Back then?
Back then, yeah. It's a, it was a lot of people. But now you get a show that gets a million viewers, and the guy goes up on stage and gets an Emmy Award.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What is that worth anymore, I ask you, George McGrath?
Now, let me ask you this. I'm a writer, so this bugs me when they have the writing thing. The Colbert Report, how many writers got up? 25?
25, yeah.
For a half-hour show? I mean, what the hell are they doing all day? That's too many writers. I mean, the Tracy Takes On, we had 5 writers. Greg Kinnear's show, we had 3 writers. I mean, I've got 27 writers on all those shows. It's like, what the hell are they doing all day? Hey, I have a thought. I've got a word.
You know what it is? It's probably a lot of Nerf basketball. You know, frisbees, you know, they design these places like, you know, children's gyms.
Man, do
I mean, that is so many writers.
It really is ridiculous.
That's a lot of writers.
And I love when Jon Stewart says, you know, he goes nuts that, you know, about the race relations in this country, you know, especially when it comes to McCain. And then he brings 25 white guys up there as his writing staff.
Yeah. The funniest thing, one of the years that I was nominated for writing Tracy Takes On, Chris Rock won. And he got 12 writers on stage. Every one of them was white. Every one of them for Chris Rock. And I just thought, that is just... I would make them stay in the seats rather than show America that.
Yeah. Now, when you were working on Tracy Ullman, you had 3 writers on that show?
We had one team and 3 others and Tracy.
Jesus Christ.
It was 5 of us all together.
Yeah, and that's writing comedy. That's not just taking news and doing
writing
jokes.
Skits, yeah. The whole half hour where the sketches and stuff.
Right.
But I mean, when they all get up for that, I just think, what on earth are they doing? I mean, when it comes time for review, we can't let anybody go. We need all 17 of these people.
It's a good show, though. It's really entertaining every time you turn it on.
But it takes too many people to write it. You need 4 people to write that show.
All right, here we have Kerry Kasem's with us, also George McGrath. And let's take another phone call here. How about Greg and Vernon? Let's see what line. Greg on line 4, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, Tim?
All right,
just wanted
man.
To let you know about the award show last night. I put it on for like about, it was like about 3 minutes, and I shut it off.
Why'd you turn it off?
Because I'd rather watch that show, that lady that doesn't know birth control, that John and Kate plus 8.
They should have let them kids. Show.
They should have let those kids host that show.
Yeah, I love that show.
I like it too, because, you know, I got a bunch of kids myself. But
oh, yeah. I got that special bus they tool around in.
Yeah. I wish, you know.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Greg. All right.
Sounds riveting. Sounds riveting.
You ever watch that show? You ever look at that?
No.
John and Kate plus 8?
Just the name makes me.
It's a great show.
I can't watch it.
They've got they got 2 kids. I think they have twins and then like 6 tuplets or something.
Oh, yeah.
And Kate is such a bitch to John.
Oh, I know.
She treats him like a dog.
If that show ended this season with John shooting her and killing her,
exactly.
The judge would just say, we get it.
Absolutely.
So long. You know, just take your kids and enjoy your life.
I try to stay away from places that have, you know, kids.
She's so horrible to this guy. This Asian guy is working his ass off to support these 8 kids, and all she does is bitch and complain.
Nothing he does is right.
No.
Nothing.
And the kids hate him,
too. That's how women are, I'm telling you, especially when they have that many kids. It's like they're like brood mares. And now all the vitamins and everything is gone from them, and they're left just these angry, bitter women. I'm telling you, they need vitamins.
They're brood mares.
We were not meant to have litters of children. We're just not meant to have litters.
I know. You got 2 nipples. You should have twins at best.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
How are you going to feed a third one?
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday? Sitting in a restaurant, nice restaurant, a woman whips out her breast, like just boom, and she's a very attractive woman, whips it out, and this 2-year-old, not an infant, nothing, starts going at it.
Wow.
And we just turned around and we're like, what are you doing? And it was a nice restaurant. And it's just hanging outside of her shirt.
It's unbelievable. What restaurant was it?
Marmalade. Cafe. It was unbelievable. But the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life, we were at this vegetarian place, a bunch of hippies.
What would you say in my ear then?
No.
That kid's getting more action than I did.
Oh, get out of here, Randy. Please, he's breastfeeding.
Randy.
Almighty. Jesus.
Randy.
Jesus Christ.
All right. George McGrath is with us, Carrie Kasem. And let's talk to, how about Jeff in Huntington Beach? Jeff, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Oh, good. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hey, good.
You know what, Tim, you made a really good point with your dad and the, 40 million. I used to watch your father's show, the Carol Burnett.
Thank you, sir.
I think what's going on is that we have just become so saturated with, there's so much to watch. You don't know really, I mean, I don't even watch network television anymore. I didn't even know the Emmys was on. I vaguely remember, Adam Carolla. I mean, I heard you made reference to him that his, he's got a larger audience than some of these programs.
He does.
Nice job, retards.
I mean, we have the audience of John and Kate plus eight. I mean, that's our audience, but he has an audience.
Sometimes you get deadly.
Yeah, right. But even that's still good. I mean, and
not the people who watch John and Kate plus eight, but the actual effing family. It's our ratings. But Jeff, you know, I think it is also, first of all, I didn't even know they were on until Sunday afternoon either. And my dad won one of them. I mean, you know, how lame is that?
Well, I mean, there's only like seven shows that are, you know, that are nominated or whatever. And we all know that those are the shows that are artistically going to win because those are the only shows that ever win on award shows.
Right, but how about this one? What is the show called? Mad Men? Was there a show called Mad Men?
Mad Men, yes.
Yeah, it won Best Dramatic Series.
Have you ever looked at that?
Heard about it and want to watch it, never get a chance.
But now this might turn on with whoever watched, you know, somebody to Mad Men. They might actually watch. And 30 Rock, Tina Fey kept saying the time of the show. Do you notice that? She said the time of the show when they were on over and over and over again.
Gotta get those plugs in.
All right, Jeff. I know. Thank you for calling, buddy. Now, George, what is this Mad Men?
I have never seen it. I know it's on AMC, which is the American Movie Channel, so to me it's a place to look for movies, not for television series. So I just bypass. I've never even seen it in my listings when I'm cruising by things.
Have you looked
I've watched The Principal's Office.
Wow. Have you looked at John Adams?
Huh?
Did you see John Adams?
I did not see John Adams.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
And after seeing the clips from it, I just think, I wouldn't sit and watch that for it. And it's a miniseries, so it's more than one.
Oh, boy.
It's just not for me.
But if somebody gave you $1,000, would you watch it?
Oh, absolutely. I'd watch anything for $1,000.
Give me five.
All right. Why did people tune out for the Emmys last night? This used to be such a prestigious award, and now they give it out to shows with viewership of less than 1 million people. I mean, there's no way that 1 million people are watching Mad Men.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's impossible.
No.
I honest to God, I couldn't tell you what AMC is at my house. I don't know what station
it
is.
I have no idea. I didn't even know it was on
what
AMC.
What about Damages? Who watches Damages or In Treatment?
Yeah, I mean, these people get all dressed up. It's such a mode on Hollywood. These people get dressed up, they get tuxes, they get their makeup done, their hair, their wardrobe, their jewelry, and they sit there in the audience, and there are very few shots of the celebrities in the audience, maybe because you know, there weren't that many there. And you get, you know, Ted Danson has to sit through this thing. He had to be furious that he had to sit through this thing. You know, for 3.5, almost 4 hours of this.
They are so boring.
Oh, and then
and they are so boring.
And then to see, this always irritates me. And I don't know any of the parties involved, so maybe he's a decent guy. I'm sure he is. But whenever they cut away from the Emmys to give an Emmy award to the director of the show.
Yeah.
For the Academy Award.
Jesus
Christ.
And
he's doing, so
you know, take 11, take 12. Like, people in Akron are going, hey, he's still directing while he's accepted. Look at that guy doing two things at once. Look at that. He's got his finger going and he's accepting. He's accepting and he's directing. It's like, oh, who cares? I mean, outside of eight people in that booth.
I think nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Did anybody pay any attention to the countdown to the Emmy Awards, either the Ryan Seacrest one or the Joey Fatone, Lisa Rinna?
Now, George, usually I do. I cannot stand to look at Lisa Rinna anymore. She was on my favorite soap opera when I was a kid. She was my favorite. She's on Billy. She's Billy on, and God, now
Days of Our Lives.
Thank you. And I love that. Young, the Restless, and Days of Our Lives were my favorite. She was beautiful. She's gorgeous. And now she has done something to her face that's so dreadful. I can't watch her talk. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think she's had some of her flesh replaced with sponges.
I mean, it's yeah.
I think she does a Sunday show her, here on a station with one of these doctors.
Like, there's lead in them, and they're really uncomfortable to look at.
Oh, man.
Well, she has no idea what any television show is about because she asks everybody the same thing. So, what's going on for this season? What can you tell us? What can you tell us is going to be happening this season?
She's an actress, not a host, and I don't get it. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Now she has all this work, and she looks... She's such a beautiful woman, and she looks so scary now.
All right, Carrie Kasem is with us. Also, George McGrath is on the phone. He is a writer and a producer here in Hollywood, a good friend of mine. And he said he would talk about the Emmys. He was supposed to come in, but he's not going to drive and talk about them because they weren't good enough. Did you watch Jimmy Kimmel's show afterwards? Was
no,
it before or afterwards?
It was before. I
it was
didn't
before.
See it,
but that was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen on television.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I wish I'd seen it. I was busy watching the pre-shows.
He did a Barbara Walters type special. That is hysterical.
Oh.
If you have an opportunity to see it.
Awesome.
Oh, you know what I was actually watching? Was Skins on BBC America. Let me recommend that show. It is fantastic. I swear to God.
What is
it? It's a show called Skins. It's about high school kids. It's a BBC America show. It is fantastic. It's the best show about teenagers I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love it.
Look at
Skins.
That.
Check it out, everybody.
But anyway, this Jimmy Kimmel show was great. If you have a chance to see it, to get it on DVD, or if they rerun it, it's him doing a Barbara Walters special. You know, with the soft,
oh, really?
With the soft focus and,
oh, yeah.
And asking really, you know, questions, trying to get people to cry and
who
stuff.
Who was on?
The swimmer. What's his name?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. And then that Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek.
Was
Hayek?
She on it?
No, you mean Selma Blair?
Selma Blair. I don't know.
Yeah.
The chick from Mexico.
No, Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek. Yeah.
And then I don't know who the other person was. I'm not that big a fan of Hollywood. I mean, I you know, my wife, you know, it drives her crazy because outside of Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, and Lyle Wagner and Vicki Lawrence, I don't recognize anybody. I mean, I don't. I look at television shows. I'm like, hey, who's that?
Oh,
and she
man.
Goes, that's an old movie. That's Don Knotts, you
oh,
idiot.
No.
but I don't know these people. I don't know what's going on. All right, let's take a break here. George McGrath is on the phone. He is a very funny guy who adds a tremendous insight to this. We'll take your calls as well on the Emmys. And Carrie Kasem is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles in those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. It takes some getting used to here after saying it differently for 8 years. And Carrie Kasem is with us. I always nail that one.
Yeah.
Not the name, not you.
No.
And also George McGrath, a very funny writer and producer in Hollywood, going over these Emmys. Nice to see you as always, my friend.
Hello.
Yeah, look at you.
George, what would you have done differently to make this actually interesting and for people to tune in? Is there anything you could have done?
I would have done everything differently.
Who would you have to host it?
It was just bad. Every idea was bad. The idea of having, hey, we've got the set from Seinfeld. Who gives a rat's ass? I mean, and it's just
it wasn't even the cast from Seinfeld. It was the set.
No, it was just a set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they somehow Jesus there was this thing Christ. From MASH, and then out of that comes Wayne Brady and some chick. It was like, what? What's going on?
All right, let's play Steve Martin. At least Steve Martin is still in the humor game. And
Martin is funny. Unfortunately, Tommy Smothers is Tommy Smothers.
All right, here's Steve Martin from last night. Very funny guy.
Thank you. I'm Steve Martin, and I'll be out here in just a minute. Being here tonight is a big thrill for me because as a kid, I used to run home from school and get all dressed up and play 60th anniversary Emmy Award show. In 1967, I was hired as a young writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, a politically aware... groundbreaking variety show guided by head writer Mason Williams, Dick Smothers, and the real commander-in-chief, one of my comedy heroes, Tommy Smothers. I'd come in the morning and I'd see Tommy and I'd say, hi. And he'd say, how'd you know? But his passion and his intelligence guided us writers, resulting in a controversial show that was perspicacious, multifarious, and only sometimes placatory. And believe me, I only use those words to see how closed captioning will spell them.
Now, see, that's a funny guy. This guy, this guy, Steve Martin, I'm not sure if he wrote all that material himself. I wouldn't doubt it. But even if he did write it all himself, I bet you anything that he gave it to a couple of very good friends of his who are terrific writers and said, what do you think?
Exactly. That's
like a true pro. Mm-hmm. And you know, Steve Martin up there, very funny guy who's always funny, and the five people hosting it have no material? How'd that happen? Who let that happen?
Steve Martin's a funny guy, and the rest of them are not.
Ah, please. But Steve Martin should have been hosting the show.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It's probably too much money.
But how many people do you think turned down the Emmy show?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who would you have had host it?
I think that they just picked this because they thought, wow, this is such big news for the first time. Reality show hosts are eligible and all that stuff. Thanks for inviting us to the party. It was like, who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody's like, wow, thank God. Thank God now they can possibly win an award.
Right. Let's talk to Tracy in North Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So basically the reason I turn it off is because everybody started getting political. I mean, I want to be entertained. Their views don't matter to me, and I don't know why they feel they're so important. I know maybe in Southern California and New York City it matters, but I pretty much think they gave it to McCain last night. If the way they all keep talking, everybody in between those two places is going to go against go the other way.
Yeah, I think that's right. If you've seen a map of the Electoral College lately, you've got California, Oregon, and Washington. Those are blue states.
Right.
And then you don't see another one until you get to Michigan, and then the whole Northeast quarter is all blue.
Sure.
Everything else is a red state. The whole South, it used to be blue states, are all red.
Yeah.
And McCain in Montana, a place like Montana, Utah, Idaho, is up by like 38%. I mean, it's not even close.
That's so scary to me.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
But there's going to be another... I believe there's going to be another civil war in this country in the next 50 years.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Socialism is creeping in, I think, on both sides.
Well,
I don't think it's just the Democrats.
And again, who knows who's right or wrong, and only history will tell. But the Democrats hate the Republicans so much, and vice versa, that they can't live with each other anymore.
Do you know there was never supposed to be a party system? That's how the government was set up. It was never supposed to be this party, that party. I agree.
Yes. All right. Let's talk to a Mark on the 60 freeway. Mark, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, last night was a historic night because the last ever home game at Yankee Stadium.
Right, yeah.
That's right.
And there was also the Green Bays were playing the Cowboys.
Right.
And even though that didn't affect West Coast numbers, it was an East Coast factor.
Right. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I grew up watching baseball and I wanted to watch history, so.
Yeah.
By the way, Mark, between you and I don't think we've seen the last game played at Yankee Stadium.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think they're going to do, like, special games there?
Nah, you know what? They're not going to finish the stadium in time.
Really?
Yeah. And they're not even planning on demolishing Yankee Stadium until 2010 or 2011.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, they proposed a hockey game.
Well, but see, in New York, they're building two stadiums. The Mets are building a new stadium, and the Yankees are building a new stadium. So they figure they got to keep one, like Yankee Stadium or the old Shea Stadium, just in case both these stadiums aren't done.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're both building simultaneously. They're building new stadiums in New York.
I bet Rosie O'Donnell does a special from one of them. He's in New York.
I like to see that. I bet Obama will speak at one of them and fill it up.
Sure. You know,
80,000 people looking at him.
Hey, anybody else tired of Jeremy Piven winning that every year?
Oh, yeah. What did he win for again?
Entourage.
For 3 years in a row for Entourage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. I think he's very, very good.
He's very good. But come on, 3 years in a row? Come on.
Give it to somebody else. He's already won one.
Give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. You know who else was funny last night is Don Rickles.
Yeah.
And he was funny. And also Ricky Gervais was funny.
Yeah. Here's Don Rickles presenting an award with
Kathy Griffin.
Your good friend, Kathy Griffin.
My good friend who also won an Emmy.
She is funny.
You know what? Kathy Griffin.
She's funny.
Somebody grabbed her and said the Oompa Loompa hairstyle is not working, and she changed it, and she looks great.
She looks fantastic.
She looks so much better. She's had a lot of plastic surgery, too.
I don't know what kind of surgery she had.
Well, no, she says it. She talks about
it.
Is
that
right? She had it filled.
I take it back, I take it back.
Yeah, no, she looks a lot better.
Well, like a lap band or something?
She was never fat. No, she had liposuction, though. She did. She had her nose done. She had an eyebrow lift.
Wow.
She had some collagen and Botox.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was a few years ago, though. She hasn't had any while.
Right.
George, you and her go to the same doctor?
Yeah, but not for that. We go to some gynecologist.
All right, here's Don Rickles' presenting award. Very funny last night.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, why did they stand? Was it a Jewish holiday?
No, because you're a legend, Don, because you're you.
That was very sweet of you folks to stand. Next time, just leave a check by the door, I think. This is great. O.J. Simpson jury right here in the front. Black gentleman's laughing. It's a little humor.
The teleprompter is sort of flashing. I think we're supposed to get back to that.
Oh, really? Because it's a hot show. Let's read these funny lines. Let's read these funny lines they wrote for us.
Okay.
He's awesome.
A real highlight of last night.
First, it's a thrill to be matched up at the Emmy Awards with Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles. The world hasn't seen a pairing like this since John McCain and Sarah Palin.
Jesus Christ.
I love him.
I'll pull yourself together, Catherine. Don't make a fuss. Listen, you've been around. You've had a lot of experience. You live it up. This is important. You do good here. Who knows? You could work the valley.
Well, I want to congratulate you on winning your Emmy last week. Well deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I like when some of the people go, Charlie, you won it. Jesus. They go home crying, then they make it a doorstop. Anyway.
I was fortunate enough to win.
I was ahead to like 2 nights.
That's a funny guy, man. Still, how old is he? How old is Don Rickles? Is he in his 80s?
He's got to be.
110. You know what's funny? When he won the award and he was talking about his wife, Barbara, and they had the shot of her in the audience, and her look on her face was, God almighty, shut up,
shut up.
She had the worst look on her face. It was like, all right, they've heard these jokes.
Yeah, that was a great win. Don Rickles won an award last night. Here's the audio from it. Very, very funny.
It's a mistake. I am just stunned by this. I've been in the business 55 years. And the biggest award I got was an ashtray from the Friars in New York. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the people that helped me put this whole thing together. First off, my son Larry Rickles, he came to me and said, Dad, I have an idea. Let's tell a little bit about your life. God bless him. He made it happen. Wonderful Mike Richardson, who came up with a money truck and said, Here's $4, Jew. Try to make it work. And then, of course, John Landis, who I met doing a picture for some 45 years ago called Kelly's Heroes, a picture which I carried Clint Eastwood. And I told that to Clinton with his big booming personality. He said, no kidding. Anyway, what can he do to me? Put me in a movie? I'll spit up on him. I can't. Anyway, but, and also my dear wife, Barbara, she is something else. She was an assistant at GAC when I first met her. And I said, I'd like to see an agent called Jack Gelati. And she said, what is it in regard to? I said, I'm a butcher. I have a truck outside. I want to sell meat. And she said, being a wise guy will not get you in to see him. And today she just sits in Malibu on the sand with the jewelry signaling ships.
That's a very funny dude, man. That Don Rickles, a very funny guy. That's a what is GAC? Was it an old agency?
I guess so, yeah.
GAC.
I wonder what it is now. Because I know Jack Gelati's with ICM.
All right, let's talk to Lou on the 405. Lou, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A couple quick things. I would love to see Kathy Griffin host the Emmys. I think she's pretty quick wit. She has some great stuff.
She'd be great.
Didn't she do it once?
Yeah, no. I don't think she has, but I mean, she
did the red carpet for E! Once, and then they threw her out because she was too controversial.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought she had she did the ACE Awards, too.
She just did the award show in New York, and I can't
She did the Bravo Awards for cable,
I was
whatever
there.
It was.
Yeah, she was very, very funny. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I thought one of the funniest things she's ever done is at the Hollywood Christmas parade.
Yeah.
She wore like a fight AIDS shirt, like a real heavy message on her shirt for the Christmas parade. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, there's kids there going, "Where's Santa? Where's Santa?" And she's like, "Fight AIDS." I'm like, "Oh man, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody."
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jeremy in Mission Viejo. Jeremy, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I hope it's not Jeremy Piven.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, basically why I didn't watch was because the host, they really didn't have a good host this year, and none of the hosts were really funny other than all the comedians like Kathy Griffin, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, all the old school comedians.
Right.
They're hilarious. Steve Martin, they should have like Steve Martin, Jimmy Kimmel, even Kathy Griffin.
Exactly. But did you got to get a comic to do this.
But wait a sec. Justin Timberlake did the ESPYs and was phenomenal. Phenomenal. He wasn't a comedian, but he was great. Did you see that, Jeremy? Did you see him do that?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Oh,
no.
Look him up on YouTube. Phenomenal.
No, I honestly, I am. I'm on my way home right now, and that's something.
Yeah, go look it up, Jeremy, please. What, the ESPYs, you mean the sports awards?
The sports awards. He was so good, and not only, he was off the cuff, he riffed with the audience and was quick like a comedian. But
I don't know who started that, the ESPY Awards. Isn't the award the you know, winning the World Series, winning the NBA championship, the Stanley Cup,
yeah.
and the world, you know, that's the award.
It was a little weird, but I mean, it was interesting, though. He made an award show that I would never watch, watchable
Is that right?
and fun the entire
cool.
time. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, the reason why the Emmys were not watched last night, maybe Shannon's got a beat on it. Shannon Redondo. Yeah, 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Seriously.
There she goes. How about Mike in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I cannot believe you take sympathy on Ted Danson for sitting there for 3 hours like it's a big cramp for him. You are so much smarter than that.
No, but, you know, I felt bad that these guys all get dressed up to go sit through that dreck, you know?
Please, there's only four syllables that we should feel bad for Ted Danson. Whoopi Goldberg.
See, that's funnier than most of the crap on the award show last night. That guy should write it. Yes. All right, but yeah, it was an amazing show last night. You know, with the exception of Don Rickles and Steve Martin.
And Ricky Gervais was funny.
Yeah, but there wasn't a lot there last night.
I always like Stephen Colbert, no matter what, eating the prunes and whatever. It wasn't one of the best bits.
I don't understand why he's eating the prunes.
Because he didn't want to talk politics. Remember, it was the whole, I'm not going to talk politics. So he was eating the prunes and talking about the prunes, but they were really McCain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were old and wrinkly.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was not great.
I love him, though. I just love him.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, I don't get it. All right, let's talk to Brad in the Valley. Brad, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Brad.
Brad.
Hey.
Brad.
There he is. Jesus. How about Ricardo in the Valley, too, wherever Mead Valley is. Hey, Ricardo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Conway Jr.?
Hey, dude.
Kerry Kasem, I just have to say you are firme.
I'm what?
She's what?
She's firme.
What does that mean?
Firme?
Yeah, it's a Spanish word for you're very hot.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Gracias, senor.
Oh, no. but I'm flipping through the channels, right? I'm sitting down, and next thing you know, Glenn Close comes out, and I'm not a big Emmy fan, but she comes out, and she accepts an award, and there's maybe two, three people watching it, and she busts out a piece of yellow paper, and I'm like, what's her problem? And then the music comes on, and it's like, come on, Glenn, get the idea. Get off the stage. Your time has been done ever since 101 Dalmatians.
Oh,
and so I watch the football game, and it's like, come on, get off the stage.
All right, dude, I think you're right. Nobody cares anymore. I mean, there aren't really no celebrities up there. There are people up there who've been in show business for like 3 or 4 years, and, you know, you don't recognize half the people up there. And also the presenters as well.
But you know what I was really bummed out? You know what didn't win? Dexter. I can't tell you
Dexter.
How good that show
I can't tell
shows.
You what Dexter's on,
do you remember
where it is.
When I got
I've never
on,
seen it either, but
oh,
people love
George,
Dexter.
George, George, you've got to see this. No, it's Showtime. Do you remember when we talked about how I said I just wish there was a vigilante out there that would just like take care of the gangs, take care, just shoot up everybody like
right,
somebody.
That's what Dexter
that would just,
is?
Yeah. So somebody said to me after that show, they said, you've got to watch Dexter. You'd love it. It's a serial killer that only takes out other serial killers or other bad people. And it's so well written and it is so, George, Tim, you got to watch the show.
I know. I hear it's fantastic.
When is it on?
It's on CBS now, too. It's a sort of toned-down version.
Yeah, it's not good. Don't watch the CBS version at all. Oh. Go to Showtime. Actually, what I did was rent it on my computer and watch both seasons.
When is it on CBS? What day?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, there you go. All right, let's talk.
You know who I wish had won was Christina Applegate.
Mm. Samantha who? I just bought the first season.
It's fantastic. She's fantastic in that show.
Oh, I've got to watch it.
All right, let's talk to Marty in West L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, can I tell your dad congratulations?
Thank you, sir.
That had to be the whitest geezer award show I've ever seen in my life. There was not one black person in the audience. Only one black guy won, and he didn't even get to say anything. He just got to present the next award.
Right, I know. Yeah. It was amazing.
I didn't see only three of those shows. I don't know anything they're talking about. I mean,
and this is also the city that that preaches diversity and let's go vote for Obama and everybody. And then there's no black dudes on the award show.
I mean, I saw the Alma show.
Did a black guy get an award last night?
Yes, a black guy got an award, but he wasn't able to accept it. He won an award.
Who was it?
Supporting actor in something. Oh. I forget what his name was, but he won it for a supporting actor. A guest actor.
Any black chicks win?
Well, Vanessa Williams.
What?
For that Ugly Betty.
She was nominated for Ugly Betty.
Well, she didn't win, though, did she?
No, she didn't win.
She's never going to win.
She might. She's good.
I don't know if people like her that much.
Doesn't matter.
I can't get into the show. Everybody loves it. I can't get into that show.
In Talk Me Betty?
Yeah. I don't know why.
All right. Brad in the Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, dude.
Sorry I got cut off before. Anyway, I know this has nothing to do with the topic. I'm just wondering, why do you hate McCain so much? Is there so many references and, the big sighs and the deep breaths and all that I hear?
I'll tell you why right now.
Who are you talking to, by the way?
Me, probably. I don't hate McCain. I hate the fact that he chose Sarah Palin as his running mate. I actually liked McCain. I like him fiscally. I like some of his, his platforms. I do not like his partner at all. And it really upset me. I feel like he threw away the ticket when he put her on it.
What show are you listening to, dude?
Yeah.
No, I'm listening to your show, actually.
And you think I hate McCain?
No, I'm just, every time there's been a reference to McCain, you give me the, or something like that.
Get the hell out of here. How long have you been listening to the show?
No, I listen to it all the time. I was wondering.
Then you're not listening to it carefully.
Matt Damon that he hates. It's Matt Damon that he hates.
Matt Damon.
Dude, you're not listening carefully enough. If you think I hate John McCain.
No, to whoever that was, I guess it was somebody on the phone. Listen, I've actually met Matt Damon. He's a pretty cool guy. I work
Matt
with
Damon.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you go enjoy that Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Jesus Christ. All right, George, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Sure, thanks
and
for having me.
If the ratings are better next year, will you come in?
Absolutely.
All right, George, George McGrath. Right. Thanks,
bye.
Man.
Talk to you later.
All right, there he goes, everybody. George McGrath, man.
I can't believe Randy played the Matt Damon from World Police. Team America.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
All right, we have no news tonight because Gina's not here, but we do have the David Letterman Top 10 list. And it is the David Letterman Top 10 list, the top 10 signs that your neighbor has a pet lion. The top 10 signs that your neighbor has a pet lion.
He's got a lion.
It's his pet, too, right? That's the ticket.
That's the ticket.
You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.